I want to just talk to us just briefly about something that actually came up in our men's study just a couple of weeks ago, and actually ended up taking up, like, we didn't actually get into reading the text because this conversation got so good. But one of the questions that it was prompted by several things, but it led to us talking about just how do we picture our faith, our connection with God, and what we are perhaps inviting other people to join us in, or maybe we're not inviting people to join us in. But if we were going to talk to somebody about what we have in Jesus, how do we do it? Like, what do we picture in that, and what do we picture us inviting them into? An image that was shared a bunch of years ago by an Australian theologian in a book he co-wrote with a Canadian theologian. It gave us two pictures to think about in terms of farming. Just go with me for the analogy for a second. Most of the farms we're very familiar with are, you know, they have their fields, and in order to keep, in order to know, like, which animal is supposed to be where, you put fences up and you keep the fences. And farming, it's about making sure there's, you know, stuff in the pasture and that the fences are good so that, you know, the cattle can't get out. And it's really a lot of fence management. The Australian farmer talked about how in Australia, the ranches, many of them are so big, the idea of using fence management is just impossible. They can't maintain that many fences. So the question is, how do you keep the animals, the things that belong where they're supposed to belong, how do you keep them central to that spot? How do you keep them coming back to where they're supposed to be? And rather than fences to keep them from running away, he talked about Australian farmers digging wells that provide water. And rather than becoming fence managers, they're well managers. They keep the fresh water there, and the animals keep coming back because that's what they need to live. And he used that as a picture to talk about how do we think about our faith, our connection with God. Are we people who are all about the fences to make sure we know who is in and who is out, and where we become fence managers? And when we debate things, the debates become about where should the fences be? And are those people in or are those people out? And have they stepped over the fence or are they back inside the fence? And they suggested that rather than being fence people, maybe we should be well people. Jesus, when he was talking to a woman that, first of all, the fences said he shouldn't talk to, he talked to her at a well. And he used that exact picture. He's like, hey, can I get a drink of water? And then he offered her a drink of living water. And she's like, well, you don't even have a bucket to draw from. And he said, I am the living water. I'm the one who is the well. And those who drink from me are never going to get thirsty again. And he presented that as a picture of our faith. Again, not, that we would drink so deeply from the well that we have a life beyond what we could have ever imagined. And the idea of moving away from that well is one that leads us to death and struggle. And so we want to keep coming back to that well, not because we're afraid of getting outside of a fence, but because of the life we have when we keep drinking there. And when we have that life, the idea of inviting people into Jesus isn't about, hey, get from that side of the fence to this side of the fence. It's like, hey, I'm drinking this life-giving water. Will you drink with me? Would you come and drink with me? All of a sudden, the invitation for others to join us in this becomes something exciting. It's a gift that we want to be sharing. And as we talked about this at the men's, it got really exciting. You know, Gib, I actually loved you talking about, you know, your mother-in-law who found love again at 91, you said? We sometimes get this idea that people, they get stuck where they are, and that's where they are, and they're never going to change it. So we don't want to invite people into something more because we kind of figure their path is set. Rather than believing that this life-giving water can give life to whoever, that it can take the bitter and make it sweet. It can take the angry and bring peace. One of the things I'm praying for myself and for us as we move into the year to come is that we will be people who are, A, drinking deeply from this well. Maybe it's possible for us to have been a Christian for decades and been all about the fences and have missed out on drinking deeply from the well. My prayer is that we will be people who are drinking deeply and that it will be life-giving for us. And that as we embrace that we will be excited to offer this drink to whoever it is that we meet. It's not a judgment thing. It's an offering of life. And that others will join us in drinking from this well. It's just such a powerful picture, and I'll probably revisit that over the course of the year. But that's one of those prayers I have for us, that we will be active in talking about Jesus and sharing Jesus, again, not because of the fear of fences, but because of the offering of life that comes with him. God, as we go from this day, from this year, We thank you for your faithfulness, even in those times when we could not see you there. For those who in this moment are desperate to see you, would you make it happen? And even if they don't see you now, would they be able to look back and see that you have been carrying them, allowing them to take the next step when they didn't know where they or how they possibly could? Yeah, we pray for the year to come that we would be people, individuals, and as a church that are drinking deeply from the life that you give. God, that we would stay centered on the person of Jesus who came into this world, who lived a life showing us what it means to live your love, and who died to make clear the path for us to know full life with you. God, as we drink deeply of the life of Jesus, would we be people who generously and freely invite others to drink from it as well? And God, would you do work in our lives and in the lives of those we love and those we engage with that is beyond what we could ever ask or imagine in the year to come? And I don't know how 2023 is going to end in terms of like things like finances and stuff like that, let alone what things are going to look like in 2024. But God, we know that you will be at work as we trust in you. We look forward to seeing what you will do among us. In Jesus' name, amen.